Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Whether or not I have time to deal with this, I don't know. Bud, he wants me to talk to him right now. Is that right?
Yeah, it's Mr. Hall and Miss Ray.
Yeah, David, are you going to bat for Margaret again here?
What is that supposed to mean?
It means every time I hear from you after I've had her on the air, after she's told me to go to hell, after she's told me that she hopes I die in a gasoline fire, after she's told me that she hopes in this most recent one that I get a virulent sexual disease... And then now go out and make it a great day. I know I'm going to hear from you.
Look, Phil, the lady was trying to sing a song. Okay? And you were mocking and laughing and hurrying her along. All I'm saying is I promised her that you could sing the song. You know her husband's wired in. She's got a very heavy husband. Frank Gray is a major producer in this town. I can't afford to piss a guy like that off. She knows what she's talking about.
That was Frank.
Oh, really? Oh, gee, I didn't know that was Frank. The only guy I know that confuses genders, you know?
Don't make fun of a man who's got a crippling ailment, Phil. I'm surprised at you.
Oh, come on. It's the goofiest thing in the world.
What are you... are you talking about my husband? My husband has provided a wonderful life...
Margaret, I'm not talking about it any... other than I just said, you know, the cat's got a goofy ailment. Are you telling me that he doesn't?
Are you telling me he doesn't? That man... Phil, I don't know whether you fell on your head as a child, but sometimes when you get excited, this is what you sound like. That's what you sound like, okay? And
well, you know, Margaret, you're mocking me, and I can't make fun of your singing.
I was a professional singer at one time. I was on Broadway at one time. At one time, I will have you know, Richard Harris stood in the wings and watched me perform with tears in his eyes. And if you make a joke about how he was crying because my singing was so bad, I'll get in my car and I'll come there. I'll go to where you work, and we'll see whether or not a woman is able to hold her own against a man. Would you like to see that? I'm talking to you. Would you like to see that?
No, I was amazed at how all of a sudden the restaurant went away for a few seconds.
I told everyone to shut up because I'm on... Here. Shut up. Shut up. There, you like that? Start talking. When I'm on the phone, Phil.
Margaret, you can sing the song. I just had to get to a break, okay?
Yeah, that's better, okay? Talk nice, will you? For crying out loud, Phil. We're just trying to get to a place where we get these guests, we appreciate what they can do for us, and we're not pissing people off.
Thank you very much, David.
You're welcome. I'm actually at Temple City Pool.
Yeah, I can hear the pool tables. Are you playing pool?
No, I'm playing tennis. Wow.
Phil, you're kidding, right?
Never mind.
Wow. Are you playing pool? Did you get that one? Hey, Frank.
I heard what she said. I didn't believe.
I'm sorry, Phil. But sometimes we all have our comeuppance, and sometimes we just have to sit down, and we've just got to suck on it. And tonight's your night to suck on it.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'll suck on it. What can I do for you?
Well, I don't like you saying that so soon after I said suck on it.
What can we do for you, Margaret?
I want to finish singing that song. But, Frank, you said what?
I heard Harvey saying that we're talking to this guy about child molestation. I thought heaven and hell.
Heaven and hell is, yeah, that's my choice, too. The reason why I want to sing heaven and hell, Phil, is because... Are you kidding me? That's exactly what we're talking about, heaven and hell. And the words, I think, of Ronnie James Dio are going to stay with us for many, many years. Sing me a song, you're the singer. Do me a wrong, you're the... You do the do. You're... Well, I forget how it goes.
You're the doer of evil.
You're the doer of evil. And so with that in mind, Phil, I'd like to do this song, and I'd like to do it in a respectful way so that we can... So that we could all understand just exactly what this Sandusky thing is about. Bud Dickman, thank you. Very tight, Bud. I like that.
You're welcome.
By the way, everyone, Black Sabbath is returning. They have a tour for 2012, I believe. So, not that I...
Yeah, I can't go to that. I would vomit if I heard things that loud.
Just shut up. Well, I don't know the rest of the song. But here it is. 1, 2, 3. So it's on and on and on.
Shut her up.
Boy.
All she wants to do is get on and sing. She doesn't care whether it has anything to do with anything, whether it has anything to do with what we're talking about. She just wants to sing. I thought she was going to sing Go Where You Wanna Go.
Yeah, she said it was going to sing Go Where You Gotta Go.
But Go Where You Wanna Go.
All right.
No, that's the name of the song.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But then she says she want to do that. She want to do Johnny James Dio.
Not Johnny James Dio. His gay's name Ronnie James. Ronnie Jim J. Ronnie James Jacko.
Are you two guys mentally retarded, like permanently, or is there hope? Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, that's what I'm sorry.
And what did she want to sing that for?
Just like you said, she likes metal.
She likes metal. My ass, she likes metal. She just wanted to get on here and sing. That's it. Maybe they're not having a garden party over there tonight. Maybe her bridge night is another night. Maybe they're just sitting around the pool and Frank can't find ice. And so they went out there to the refrigerator at the bar. I don't know what. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Charlie the Fountain is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes to talk about his method and the method of his organization that is comprised of seniors, grandparents, and parents, of making sure their kids are safe. It's called Operation One Step, and they feel it's been very, very successful in making sure that the kids where they live, which is out in the Inland Empire here in Southern California, the kids are safe from predators. It's certainly a big story, this Sandusky story, which I was watching today in some of the the new facets of this story that have come out. And a couple of them, one of them, the fact that this mother has spoken out, the mother of victim one, she's made some very specific charges. She said that she was in touch with the school. The school had been in touch with her. They were aware of this guy Sandusky, that this man Sandusky was taking her kid out of class. Can you imagine this? He was taking the kid out of class. And when the mother said, what are you talking about? He's taking, I'm like, oh, well, he does it on occasion. Coach Sandusky, can you imagine your child being taken out of class by someone other than yourself, without your consent or knowledge, and you find out about this whenever, I mean, it would scare the hell out of me. I don't give a damn who the guy is. So there was that. Then the reaction of this principal, when the woman said she was going to go to the police, the principal started to bawl and was saying, please, you don't understand the ramifications of what you're talking about. I've never heard of anything like this before in my life. It's a story that is getting more ghoulish by the second. Coming on the line now with us is Charlie DeFountain. Charlie's been a contributor to our program. Charlie's retired and has been involved in business in the Inland Empire of California for a long time, but is now retired and is part of this one-step group. Charlie, how are you?
Very good, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program. I enjoy your show, and I have to tell you, I don't envy you some of the people that you talk to.
Well, it is part of the job. Charlie, you have a granddaughter, right?
I do.
How old is she?
She's 12. Liz is 12, and we have a grandson, but he's very, very young, because my daughter got married again. She was divorced and married again, and they now have an infant son.
All right, so now you have this granddaughter that you have been very active, along with your daughter and her husband and others in the in your organization, this One Step. You want to protect the kids from predators, is that right?
Well, we do, and what we wanted to do, and I think we've succeeded at doing, is a very practical way of applying some sort of protection for our grandkids or our children when we are not around, Phil. This is when our children and our grandchildren are at risk, when we are not there to protect them, when we are not there to observe what's happening. You just mentioned this coach, this Sandusky, taking this kid out of class without the knowledge of the mother, and I couldn't agree with you more, Phil. To me, that would be a shocking and very sickening revelation to know that that there were times when my own child was being removed from class by an individual that I now suspected of having assaulted that child. So I can't think of anything more, I think you've used the word ghoulish. I think that's a very good word.
Tell me about One Step. You say it's easy, it's practical. You've had success?
We have had success with One Step, And we call it one step because it is just one step. Understand that a predator who is going to literally take a child off of a street, somewhere, anywhere, a predator is going to put this child most likely in a car. And that individual is going to be alone with this child for the first few minutes. And unless the police can get to these people and rescue this child for longer than that, and I don't even want to get into, but there is something that can be done in those first few minutes. You make the child not a very practical target for the predator. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is it is not practical to have an individual in close proximity to you who is unpleasant to be around. And I'm not talking about something that the child is going to say or do. I'm simply saying that the very hygiene of this child, and that is the whether it's the smell or the actual cleanliness of the child is so extreme, the problem with it is extreme, that it's very unpleasant to be with. So what we've done with our granddaughter, Elisa, and in the one step, is that at least 2 days a week, they are not allowed to bathe. They're not allowed to shower. It sounds very extreme, but you have to listen because it makes so much sense. And when I first brought this up to the people in our organization, they were very much in favor of it because no one had ever brought this up. But you, for 2 or 3 days a week, you don't allow the child to bathe. You don't allow the child to brush their teeth, nothing. And you also encourage them, because they're so young, to eat and to eat to the point where they do gain some weight. Because, again, we want to make these children so unpleasant to look at and be around that a predator is going to move on. And
all right, tell you what, Charlie, hang on the line here. We're talking with Charlie the Fountain. Can you hold on?
I certainly can, Phil.
Charlie the Fountain talking with us about one step. And one of the things that they feel is important is to make a child unpleasant to be around, which means no bath, no brushing the teeth, no cleanliness for about 2 or 3 days a week, so that no predator would want them in the car with them. 877-876-PHIL. Does this sound practical to you? 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Charlie the Fountain. We'll be right back here.
Truth.
Stick around.
Is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
At philhendryshow.com.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and Charlie the Fountain is with us. We have as well, I believe Margaret Gray is also going to be joining us in a few minutes. We have David Hall in Temple City, California, and a couple of things happening out on the highways tonight that we have to let you in on. But Charlie, again, talking to us, now we have the restaurant. I want to get Charlie the Fountain up. Charlie, is that you?
Yes, Phil, right here.
So talking to us about One Step, where you, and we have some callers to comment on this, but you are discussing and have put into effect some sort of a process by which a child is made unappealing or is somehow repulsive?
Well, that's the logical thing to do, Phil, and that's what we've done. And I said this to the parents. I said, do you want to have a kid in your car that smells and that is fat and ugly and all of this? And of course, you don't want to make your child. Because you know that when your child finally gets to be of age, you're going to put them through a very strenuous training. You know, you're going to put them on a diet, put them through training. But you don't, as they're young, you don't want to make them ripe for the picking, is the way that I look at it. So that's what One Step is about.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let me go to a phone call here. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Charlie the Fountain.
Hey, Phil. Thanks again for letting me talk.
Yes, sir.
I'm an EMT, and I'm here with my brother-in-law, Phil Colt, and we're thinking that this is just an endangerment of health. Not to mention, I mean, they're young, but you're going to destroy...
What do you mean endangerment of health? The endangerment of health is to have the predator get their hands on this young person. I would much rather have that child stink like the city dump than have that child get into a car with a predator. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, I agree. You make a lot of sense there, but you've got to be out of your mind to have your kids not brush their teeth. I mean, I discipline my kids if they don't brush their teeth.
And of course.
So what you're saying is you want kids to become fat, stinky, and have bad teeth and unhealthy, correct?
No, I don't want them to degenerate to the point of bad health, but I think that there is a time in their life, once they are past that stage where they are the prime target of a predator, where you put them on a diet, you put them into a rigorous training program, 6 weeks, low carb, high protein.
Wait a minute. You've got them eating all kinds of crap, and you've got them not brushing their teeth and all this stuff so that the predator won't go near them, but at some point they're going to have to go on a diet and go into some...
Well, of course you want them to be healthy, just as this gentleman is bringing up. But when they are ripe picking for a predator, you want them to smell and look as and be as unpleasant to be around as possible.
No. There's much better ways for your children to teach them ways to avoid these predators.
Well, but I understand, but...
In a Taekwondo class, and we teach them in Taekwondo, if a predator tries to remove them or approach them and take them, they are to drop to the ground and kick and scream as loud as they can. And I think that's a great way to avoid a predator. If a child knows if somebody grabs them by the arm, to drop to the ground, use their dead weight to drop to the ground and kick and scream. As opposed to
First of all, you're asking a child. Children are very self-conscious. They would be very embarrassed to drop to the ground and kick and scream, especially a young boy, who would make fun of him.
They would be more embarrassed to be fat and stinky and have bad breath.
What I'm trying to say to you, sir, and I know that, you know, I can hear you laughing, and...
Well, it is a little humorous.
No, it is not humorous when we're saying the following thing. I want that predator not to come near my child. I want that predator to avoid my child. Now, I can tell you from my own experience, in our town, we had a guy who was well known to the residents. He was hanging around downtown in the commercial district. I saw this guy, and I waved to him, and I pointed to the car where my granddaughter was sitting, and I said, "You move on." And when he knew that I was Charlie the Fountain had started the program, he knew that my granddaughter stunk to high heaven.
What? How do you know that?
Because I know it. And you can teach a kid to scream and yell like a little girl. I think you're going to find a lot of boys don't want to do that. I think they'd much rather smell like the dump, like a corpse.
Well, come on, man. I mean, if you're talking, just as this gentleman said, he's an EMT. If you're talking about a kid smelling like the city dump, now you're getting into health issues. Now you're...
Why?
Because you're getting into, as this man said, decay, tooth decay. God knows, we already got children get head lice, and they get all kinds of things. You cannot protect the child by endangering their health. Listen, Jerry, is that all? Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
Abuse. It's called child abuse.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're trying to put a label on it. We're trying to avoid child abuse. We're trying to avoid child abuse.
Is a predator, number one, they're whacked anyway. A predator, anybody who's going to go after a child is sick in the head already. They don't care if they stink or smell like a rose. It doesn't matter. They're nuts. But when a parent...
Are you kidding? Are you telling me even the craziest predator doesn't want to have something that smells like a big, fat cow turd?
Okay. Listen,
child into a big fat counter.
Yeah, exactly. All right, listen, Jerry, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, you know, Phil, people can laugh if they want to, but this is deadly serious business. And
I understand that it's deadly serious business, sir. But you're talking about turning a child into something that smells like a cow turd. At what point does that child get more serious problems smelling like that?
That being molested? You've got to be kidding. I hope your boss is listening.
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. One step. Make your child unappealing to a predator. That's what his idea is. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. Phil Hendry Show. Hendry. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Charlie the Fountain and more of your phone calls, 877-876-PHILS. We're talking to Charlie about One Step, which is a neighborhood program that was instituted by himself as well as others, whereby the kids are protected in a sort of a passive way, is what you're calling it, Charlie, because they're encouraged 3 days out of the week not to bathe, not to brush their teeth, and in point of fact, to overeat and do anything they can to make themselves not attractive to a predator. Now, are they doing this year-round?
Well, we'd like it to extend to year-round. Right now, we're negotiating with the school district. We do it during the summertime when the kids want to let themselves go anyway. But we're negotiating with the school district to enable the children to do it during the school hours. In point of fact, we had our own, what we called our own Days of Rage, which was a it was very much civil disobedience. But we had the kids show up for school on Monday, having spent the last 4 days without a bath, without brushing their teeth, nothing. And we had a confrontation at the school. There were kids there whose parents allowed them to bathe, and there was an issue. And
was it the comfort of the kids?
Well, it was the comfort. It was, they claimed that the smell was overpowering, and I made the point to the school district. I said it's supposed to be so that predators are not, seeking our children. So we compromised, and we're hopeful that in the coming spring semester, the kids will be allowed to at least a couple days. I think it was 2 or 3 days out of the month. That they'll be able to practice One Step and really get a good odor going, because this is the most important thing, Mr. Hendry. It's a way to repel a predator when you got that odor, and it is a very distinct odor. One that I recall a older brother of mine who had been in the Marine Corps in World War II, and he had been in Tarawa, where the there was a great loss of life, and it was 1 degree above the equator, so that within 3 days, the smell of the Japanese dead was so overpowering and ripe. And he said, if that's what you want to smell, he says, if you can somehow find a way to smell, but he said, you want the kids to smell like that. And I said, well, I never smelled it before.
You want the kids to smell like an island full of dead Japanese soldiers.
You find that funny, huh? The death of men?
No, I do not. I find it funny, bizarre, that you want children to smell like that. Let's take a phone call here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Travis. Travis, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Charlie the Fountain. Go ahead, please.
All right, how you doing?
Very good, sir.
All right. Hey, man, that's really disgusting, man, not to have the kids bathing, man.
Could the caller speak up, please? Could you speak up, sir?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me, I said that's really disgusting. You got kids not bathing.
Right, but we don't want them to smell sweet like a flower, so some filthy predator could come along and say, wow, this one smells good. You see what I'm saying? We want
not
them
really.
To be so...
No, because if the school's going along with it, the school needs to be shut down. That's saying out our diseases and stuff.
Well, what diseases are you talking about, sir?
I mean, you're not bathing, man, on a daily basis. You're supposed to at least take 2 baths a day. Do you bathe every day?
Do I bathe? I take showers. I try to only take 1 shower a week, though. And this is my own personal...
You take 1 shower a week?
Yes, sir. But I'm retired. I'm retired.
That means there's something wrong with you, too, then.
No, sir. Now, I take a shower a week. I do do what we called when I was
water.
Well, no, sir. I take what's called a sailor's shower, where I wipe down.
Why don't you take a? Why are you not taking a daily shower?
For my own personal reasons. For my own personal reasons. I think the water supply is hard water. I think it's very unhealthy. And I can tell you that
it's unhealthy not to bathe every day.
Well, I can tell you this.
It's unhealthy.
I can tell you this.
Bathe and brush your teeth every day. Use the.
Well, sir, can I ask you a question? Are you suddenly my mother? Of course you're not. I will do what
I'm not your mother or your father, but you're supposed to be taught that when you was coming up to wash every day.
I can tell you this. That
I need to ask. I need to ask the caller, Travis, to turn his radio down. Travis, we can hear the radio in the background. Will you turn it down?
I can tell the gentleman this. I can tell the gentleman now. See, he's going to be over there turning his radio down.
No, he's listening.
Right here.
All right. You walked over to turn your radio down, so you didn't hear. Didn't you walk over to turn your radio down?
You're supposed to be taught to bathe every day. Your mother
I was.
And your father told you to bathe
I was.
Every day.
Yes, I was
why
taught
not,
that.
Why you not why you not doing what you're supposed to do with your kids then?
For political reasons. The children, to protect the children, to protect them from predators who will not want to put them in the car if they smell like they don't wipe.
Well, how about this then? Every day, every day in your community, one parent just go pick up all the kids on a couple of blocks where they located at, and that will work out.
Say that again.
Every day, a different parent go pick up the kids from school. All y'all put in money together and just get like an excursion van or something. If you have to make two or three trips, oh well. The kids will be safe that way.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
I heard what he said. He said have the parents get a van and pick all the kids up that way.
Well, that doesn't protect the children when they're out at the mall, when they're out at the movies, when they're walking to a friend's house. There's a million different... What's wrong with the kid being repellent? And I'm just
You want the kids, everywhere they go, you want them to just stay. You want them to be funky wherever they go.
To be what? Funky?
Funky.
Is that what you said? Yes. Look, you might as well know. We teach the kids at least once a week, don't wipe. And
Now that is unhealthy. Don't wipe.
Yes, we're trying to do everything. We're trying to save lives, Mr. Henry. The lives of our children.
You're killing lives that way, man. You ain't saving nothing.
Oh, whoever died from not wiping their rear end? Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on, man. At some point, people are going to... You know, at some point, just regular people are going to come to you and say, your kid stinks, man. You better put that child in a bathtub because this is not good.
Well, then I'll say to them, are you trying to kill my child?
And you know what they're going to do? They're going to lock you up in a nut house.
So that's it.
That's right.
You think I'm crazy too, is that it? So you two guys think.
But
go ahead. You think I'm nuts.
What I'm saying is, though, if you don't practice healthy hygiene with your kids, how are they going to practice it with their kids?
They know how to take a bath. I tell them this is only so a predator doesn't want to stick you in the trunk of the car. I need for you not to wipe on these 2 days, and we mark the calendar.
What your grandkids must think you're goofy.
No, they do not.
Either that or they must have been raised. thank you very much for your caller, sir. That's Travis.
Was that man laughing?
Yes, he was laughing.
Well, I will tell you this. I think I have sunk to a new low.
Yeah, well, you certainly have.
No, not me. I've sunk to a new low. No, I'm visiting a new low. I haven't sunk to a new low. I'm visiting a low that you've sunk to. And that low that you've sunk to is you laugh at a man that is trying to keep his grandchild...
No, sir, I'm not. I wouldn't laugh at any man trying to keep his children or grandchildren safe. But the method that you're using, number one, I don't believe is going to be effective at all. I agree with that one caller who said that these people that are predators are so sick, they're so messed up, they don't care how the kid smells, they don't care how the kid's dressed. That's got nothing to do with it, man. They'll abduct your child or your grandchild just as fast as any other. And
so they want to put a kid in their car, sit next to that kid over God knows how many hundreds of miles while they take him to a cabin that they've got in the woods, while the kid smells like he wasn't born, he was dropped out of a cow's ass.
Will you watch your language, please? 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Henry Show. We have a traffic situation that we have to get to, and I want to talk to this gentleman on the line. Hang on the line there, Charlie. Is this... Well, hold on for a minute, because you still have that the restaurant on. Is this Austin?
Yes, sir.
Austin, how are you doing? What can we do for you?
Yes, sir. I wanted to report. I've had a... sir, I had an axle break on my truck here just about... I don't know, probably about 20 minutes ago. The axle broke on my truck as a result of me having a swerve, and I had had some event take place in the cabin of the truck. If you can hear me.
I can hear you fine.
There's a lady that was singing a song, and it caused a disorientation, and I jerked the wheel. It broke the axle. So I've got a semi down here, and I got a cab over. I got a jackknife my cab over out here.
Where are you?
I'm on the 5. I'm on the Interstate 5.
And you jackknifed your semi where?
Just approaching Lake Estee, what do you call it? Six Flags.
You're approaching Six Flags?
Yes, sir.
Magic Mountain up there?
Yes, sir.
Get Margaret on the line.
What's she going to do about it?
She's the one that caused it. Get her on the line.
I don't know if you're talking about... lady was singing... And I'd like the song to Heaven or Hell on a Ronnie Jane Dio. I've always enjoyed it. But when she started to sing, I went, God Almighty, help me, help me. That's the last I remember feeling. I was praying to God for help. And
what happened?
It was a high piercing, squealing. Oh God, it was a squeal, all right.
Okay, Margaret Gray is joining us here from Santa Monica. Margaret, are you there?
Yes. What is it?
I'm sorry, but there's a gentleman here who had listened to you sing last half hour, and apparently it caused... Austin, you want to tell her?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Austin Amark. I'm a truck driver up on Interstate 5 right now.
Yes.
I heard you singing Heaven and Hell, and when you hit the high note, I was disoriented, and I had to jerk the wheel, and... got disoriented, I jerked the wheel, and I stabbed the axle, and I had to jack down my truck. And I don't want to complain or anything, because I like that song, but what you've done to me...
Well, I don't understand. Are you saying that you somehow wrecked your truck because of my singing?
Yes, ma'am, because of the high pitch.
I have had a lot of people try to insult me. I can tell you, I've had a lot of men come on to me like I'm nothing more than a $3 hooker, but I've never had anyone say to me that they jackknifed a truck near Lake Castaic on Interstate 5 because of my singing. I think you're lying.
No, ma'am.
I think you're lying. I think Phil Henry put you up to it.
I did not.
No, ma'am. I called a radio show just a few minutes ago.
I think Phil Henry put you up to it. And as the result of your lie, I'm going to sing the song again, and I would suggest you turn your radio down.
No, ma'am, please don't. The radio is on, and I can't turn it off because electrical got fried when I flipped it. I had to call my supervisor.
I don't care. I'm going to sing the song again. And I find it very, very untoward, Phil.
But wait a minute. You're not going to sing anything on my show because I won't let you.
Get David Hall.
All right. I'll do it right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she's going to call David Hall.
What if I put you on hold?
Tell David Hall he's going to put me...
You know, I can't believe you, Margaret. Here he is. David?
Yeah, look, just let her sing her song, will you, for God's sake? Just let her sing the song. I've been bothered and bothered and bothered by you. Are you there, man?
David, I'm here, and I want to sing this song because the truck driver said that my singing... actually caused him to flip his truck, and I won't stand for that. So I'm go ahead, Bud, and we can hit it right here. There you go.
All right, can you hear the music, Phil?
Yeah, I can hear the music.
Please, ma'am, don't do it. Please don't do it.
Well, I wasn't going to do it until you called it and made an outrageous claim.
Ma'am, please don't. Ma'am, I can't. God, please don't.
No, you know, this is taking time out of my life.
Well, then don't sing it.
Shut up.
Oh, God, oh,
Help me. Help me. What is going on?
Nothing. I don't know. La, la, la.
How do you feel?
All right, let's take a break. 877-876, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us from the Inland Empire is Charlie the Fountain, as we continue to discuss with him the One Step, which is this program of not having your children or grandchildren bathe or wash or take care of their hygiene or even take care of their weight so that they are unappealing to predators. And again, Charlie, there's a lot of different ways we can talk about this, but I the practicality of it, I don't think you've addressed. That is a child that smells like that. And on top of everything else, folks, we've had Margaret Gray and a gentleman on the Interstate 5 up near Magic Mountain who jackknifed his truck this evening, and we'll get back on the line and talk to him if we have time. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Amy on the Phil Hendry Show. Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, Phil, for one, I totally respect you and your opinion about
Thank you.
It. I am a mother
Thank
of
you.
Five kids. That is totally irresponsible. That is not even adult thinking of telling your children not to bathe or brush their teeth or
Well, you understand, ma'am, that's not my opinion. That's not my opinion.
Oh,
Mr. LaFountain.
Your gentleman is calling in, you know, a grandfather.
Ma'am, I'm a grandfather, and in order for you to understand this, I think you need to realize that I only have the best interest of my granddaughter at heart. And
but
I don't
you
want...
do. Why don't
yes,
you teach your granddaughter, like the gentleman said about self-defense? You're
about
not
what?
Even making any sense about raising our children nowadays to be overweight. And
ma'am, I'm trying to come up with ideas to save our children. When you look at what's going on at this at the pen.
I am all for saving our children. I have a daughter who was molested by her uncle. So tell me, what do you do with your children who come across people who they trust and are supposed to love? What do you tell them?
If your daughter stunk, if your daughter had smelled.
Are you even rational?
Are you trying to tell me that if your daughter smelled and I smelled really ripe, I mean she really stunk, you think that uncle would have gone near her? I don't think so.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
How is that not making sense when someone smells as if they were as if they've been dead for a month?
Okay, you tell me. What about these women who are being attacked and raped? You're going to tell
them
if you would have been stinky and fat, you would have I've heard of 90-year-old women who have been raped and attacked. So you tell
me... But for 90, they probably looked good. For 90, they probably looked pretty good.
Oh, come on.
You are not even making sense, dude. Did your mom drop you on your head too many damn times when you were little?
You mentioned a 90-year-old woman being attacked. I haven't
you
seen a photograph of her. Maybe she was...
Our children are battling today with overweight and obesity, and you're encouraging them to be?
Are you trying to tell me... Wait a second. I want to be clear on this. Are you trying to tell me you'd rather your kid cut a dashing figure and get molested or stink like an open grave and be safe?
Oh, that's not the choice.
Let's talk about this.
God.
So,
that's what you'd rather have.
That let's not bathe, let's not brush our teeth, let our teeth rot out of our mouth. And then when you get to a certain age, let's force you to take that weight off and be beautiful and everything. It's people like you that are giving our children bad ideas about their own images. Now you're thrown in there about pedophiles and jackasses like that.
You are trying.
And now you're bringing in our whole image thing?
Ma'am, I'm simply trying to make our children safe. Let's take you for instance. Let's take you. You're a mother. You're a young lady. You sound like a young lady. I'm sure you're very attractive. You're out by yourself, and maybe your husband's too stupid to give you a cell phone. I don't know. I don't want to comment. But if you smelled bad, and never mind.
I'm not even one. Instead of teaching our children.
If you stunk,
you would have... arming our children with the knowledge.
Arming kids with knowledge is a very good point. We got to take a break. We have to take a break, Amy, but you made some really good points. And
I don't think she made good points. I'm talking about...
Phil Hendry.
Very unfair.